What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on? So this week is the last week before the holiday break. So definitely tune in. We're going up to episode 296 this Friday, and then when we get back, we'll go up to episode 300. So we're up there. It's crazy. It only took 2 years, 300 episodes. That's not bad. Yeah. It's moving. It's moving. Considering we only did one episode a week for a long time, and then we flipped to doing multiple a week. So we're getting up there. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. Continue to like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Share with your friends. And leave us comments, leave us feedback. We greatly appreciate that. But without further ado, I'll go to Wednesday's discussion. So Monday and Tuesday are topics. So definitely tune in for Monday is the ex-Twitter employee getting 3.5 years for espionage. Tuesday is Sobeys being the victim of a cybersecurity attack. It's going to cost them $25 million, but do they care? We'll see. And then today we're talking about an article from Cyber News. It is fake leaks, how scammers defraud each other. So we talked about this in the past, how there is a actual system when it comes to people who are involved in nefarious acts, so bad actors on the internet, the way that they deal with each other, the way they pay each other, the way that they have a court system built in. So it's like very, very meta, or very, I don't even know what to describe it. It's like an underworld that has rules, but not really. So they go to arbitration, they go to forums, and they talk about who's frauding who. Like, I didn't get paid, and I helped with them stealing this thing or selling this bad software, and I didn't get my agreed upon payment. That there's contracts. It's crazy. It's like John Wick out here. Like, it's an underground council that deals with arbitration of cyber criminals. So
who's their adjudicator? Who are they going to send out?
Right.
Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, it's crazy out here. But yeah, so the article goes into great detail about how arbitration rooms on popular cyber criminal forums reveal that crooks go to great lengths to scam each other. Fraudsters often sell fake tools and databases to rip each other off. And I just find this very interesting, because it's like, there's honor amongst thieves, or there isn't, because they have to go through the system in order to get their money. And it talks about how there's been a loss of $2.5 million in because of different complaints and just people saying like, okay, I didn't get paid for services rendered, or hey, I gave you this PII and I didn't receive anything back. They say one of the most popular is called the rip and run, which is where the scam works in two ways. Either the buyer pays for the goods, but they never receive the goods, or the buyer receives what they ordered, but they never pay the seller. And if you are found to be guilty of this crime, you can be kicked out of the forum, and you can lose work or potential work in the future because you can't be trusted. Again, like, there's different levels to this. Like, they're ripping each other off as well as ripping off other people. And there's some anonymity there, right? So who's to say they can't come back as a different person? But I guess you have to build up a reputation, right? I guess they're like, scammer 69123 is like the best of the best, but he doesn't pay out his contracts all the time, so we don't really mess with him all like that. But yeah, there's rules and regulations to the sale of malware and the joining of teams to sell these goods, and how it's split up depending on how much money is made in ransomware attacks. There's contracts. It's crazy. It's crazy stuff out here. What do you think about this, Shannon?
So it is a little weird to me, right? So like what, like you were talking about, where they can kick them out of like the arbitration rooms, like they can ban them, but it doesn't get you your money back, right?
Right.
So you're scammed and you can lose. And it, what's to say it's not a big haul, right? Because we know they were, I don't know if they, let me not say I don't know if they do, but like, I remember when crypto was the preferred currency long ago, but I don't know if that's so much the case now, right? The way that's been falling. They might be like, nah, we need to hack a bank or something.
Pay me in dollars.
Yeah, we might have to risk it now. You know what I mean? This crypto thing, it ain't what it used to be, you know. But yeah, this is a little weird to me. So we harped on this. We did a story about this a while ago now, right? Of talking about how they had these different courts and whatnot and arbitration. But like you were talking about earlier, with it being like John Wick, like the enforcement, if your only enforcement is kicking people out of arbitration rooms, like they're probably not going to care about that. They still made their money. They'll just move to another one and do it again, right?
Right.
Because who knows how joined up these rooms actually are too, right? Like how well do they actually talk, you know? With the underworld being what it is, right? With the dark web being as vast as it really is, I mean, they could make this happen and still just keep moving and moving and moving and moving. Now, mind you, it's not a long-term thing, right? You're not gonna be able to do this for 10 years or something, but through the span of a year, like you could make enough to retire and then done whatever they need to do. But I mean, no honor amongst these, right? You know what I mean? Even Biggie's.
Oh, I think you're breaking up.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Your face is frozen.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. even Biggie said there's rules to this stuff. You know, he wrote him a manual. You know what I'm saying? So it's just how it goes. So,
right.
But yeah, it's they'll figure it out, or they'll kill each other trying. Right.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And so it does blow my mind how. There's so many different levels to it. It's very fascinating, because who's to say that you can even trust the person on that side? Like, what if they are the federal government of some sort? Or what if you don't pay somebody and then they turn you in, right? I'd rather take a smaller loss than this big loss. Like, oh, you walked away with potential thousands, 10,000s, millions or whatever. So now I'm going to sell you out. So now we both lose. So it's pretty crazy. But it's the stuff that you see in non-cyber stuff, right? Like you see criminals, you know, go after each other, or they turn each other in, or, you know, like they turn evidence against one another. Like, so it's the same thing, but cyber related. So there's no major differences there. It's just that they're on their keyboards as opposed to breaking indoors or what have you, robbing banks physically. So pretty cool stuff. Definitely continue to tune in for this type of information. I think this will come back around. Like, this seems to be something that happens every 6 months or so. They'll dive a little bit deeper into how this stuff works. Or like we talked about in the past, how there's sting operations where, remember, it was an international effort where they're putting apps. Like, it was supposed to be a secure app.
They had the fake apps they were putting out there from the
download. Yeah, and people were like talking about killing people and selling drugs and, because they think that they're secure. They think they're like us. They're like, oh, this is encrypted. But it wasn't. They're talking in the clear about their criminal like laundry list. Yeah. Crazy stuff. But it is what it is, right? So definitely continue to tune in throughout the week. So Monday and Tuesday were our topics, Wednesday discussion, then not tomorrow, but Friday's episode, whenever you listen to that, will be about everything else. So that's our non-cyber related episode. Hit us up on all of our social medias. You can hit me up personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. I am on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Clubhouse. And aside from that, just be careful out there. So stay safe, stay secure.